Luke Westpoli here with first year manager of the Fred Nats, Chris O'Neill. Chris, you're here. It's opening night. Does it all kind of feel real now? You've had a couple months going through spring training and, of course, when you first got the job with the org, but you're a manager in pro baseball now. And so what are some of the emotions that are going through your head as you kind of make your way into a new beginning for you personally?
Yeah, first off, look, I appreciate you having me this morning, and I am really excited for tonight. The emotions, you know, I don't know that it's totally hit me yet. I think when you put it that way, I'm getting a little bit closer. I think the biggest and most important thing is that there's just a ton of confidence because of our staff, and because of our players in the clubhouse. So I've been able to temper any nerves or really overwhelming emotions for tonight and for the opportunity because of that.
Let's talk about that staff a little bit. One of the younger staffs in professional baseball, that's something that's really come straight from the top when you look at really everything that the Nats have done hiring wise this offseason. So what's it been like to get to know those guys? And, you know, a lot of learning, I'm sure, for really all of you having such little professional baseball experience on the staff.
Yeah, I was thinking about this last night going in, and I've thought about it a lot because of, again, how smooth the transition has been and how smooth the transition has been to Fredericksburg. From spring training is a credit to our staff and what they've been able to do and really just assisting me in the daily schedule, staying on top of things. But the dynamic is one that works really well independently and then also works really well dependently. And so it's been a really cool dynamic to see that. Luke and Luis do a phenomenal job on the pitching side. Isaac and Jake have done an unbelievable job on the hitting side. And Anthony's crushing it with the defense and the base running. And so, you know, everybody does their job. And so it makes things a little bit easier for me. And I just try to stay out of the way. I've described this opportunity as just being like a traffic cop. And you know, putting people in the right positions to do the things that they have to do. And then the most important part of being a traffic cop is not getting hit by a car, so you got to stay out of the way.
You were a career assistant coach in college baseball for a long time, and so your last experience actually leading a team like this was 2017. You spent 2 years in the GLSCL with the Grand Lake Mariners. Can you believe, first, you're almost 10 years removed from that experience now, and also just what did a younger Chris O'Neill learn that you think is important now in terms of the day-to-day management of the club?
I was talking to some of the players yesterday about some of the similarities with that. The thing that I learned during the Grand Lake days was to just be myself. And I'm a little bit more tame now than I was back then, which I think is a really good thing. But just the thing that I learned the most, just be yourself. And the players deserve that. Your staff deserves that. The environment deserves that, because then everybody else can be themselves too. And not trying to take things too seriously in terms of, you know, creating an environment where people can be uptight. We just want everyone to be themselves, be loose, and go out and compete with freedom.
7 top 20 prospects in the organization on your roster to start the year. You know, this is your first year in single A, but I think you know that that's not normal, and that's a pretty special opportunity that you and the staff get to work with. So what are kind of the responsibilities you guys feel with a lot of expectations, obviously, riding on this roster, and how have you managed just having so much talent on this roster to begin the year?
All the more reason for everybody to be themselves. You know, those guys are not just talented baseball players, but they're unbelievable people, and again, they need to have the permission to be themselves so that they can go out and compete with freedom. And it's just, you know, placing more emphasis on, you know, not really focusing too much on things that are outside of our control, but, you know, just really that opportunity to compete with freedom, be yourself, and probably cracked a little bit more jokes than I think people were anticipating around the guys, which, you know, again, it's just trying to loosen up the atmosphere and, you know, just letting guys know that, hey, when we're here, we're going to enjoy this, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Obviously, coaching these last few years in college, dealing with NIL and the portal, people kind of called it the professionalization of college athletics, where you're turning over a lot of people. But it's very similar now to sort of what you're doing in the minor leagues and a lot of roster turnover and dealing with, of course, players – than are professionals. So what have you maybe learned from these last few years of managing situations like that in college that you can kind of put towards now that you're managing a pro club?
Yeah, the one thing that I want to continue to do that was always in the front of my mind with college baseball is that you have to have a reason greater than yourself for doing what you're doing. And I think there's a bigger perspective in the college baseball in terms of, you know, you're there to get an education, you're there to have a great experience. And then pro ball is no different, in my opinion. There has to be something here that gives a greater sense of perspective in terms of enjoying this moment, building relationships with each other, enjoying our coaching staff, enjoying the moment. So those are things that I've really tried to preach so far in these last couple of days with the guys, and you know, create the environment of being here greater than something than yourself.
Last thing for you, Luis Portareal gets the ball tonight for you as the opening day starter. So just what have you seen from him throughout the spring, and what went into the thought process as you kind of put together your rotation for this opening weekend?
I'm really excited to see Porto throw tonight. I got a couple opportunities to see him in spring training, and he never disappointed. It was something that, you know, really cool moment letting him know that he was going to be our opening night starter, and he was incredibly grateful for that. I'm just really excited to see him throw tonight.
Chris, thanks.
Thank you, Luke.